Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Class-leading rear legroom. Available Mark Levinson Pure Play sound system. And now, for the first time, all-wheel drive. If there's anything missing from the Lexus ES, it's you. The Lexus ES, now available with all-wheel drive. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
2021 ES versus 2020-2021 competitors. Information from manufacturer's website as of 7/16/2020. Mark Levinson is a registered trademark of Hardman International Industries, Inc.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Thursday the 18th of June 2020, would you believe it? This is Stuck at Home. My name is Bex and I'm joined by my Fun Kids friend Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
I don't know why I went Cockney on you there. Sorry about that.
I thought, yeah, we were just in Cockney mode for this episode of the podcast.
This will be the accent podcast. Unfortunately, I can do no accents. Now, today we revisit chemistry superhero Karina and K-Mystery. Somebody from the Week Junior is going to be chatting to us, and Sean and I will give you a few things that you can do at home as well. So we are stuck at home, a little bit like you might be right now. I can hear Sean giggling away. We're recording this podcast from our bedroom, so do bear with us if it's a little bit glitchy every now and again. Now, Sean, all right, Chuckles, how you doing? Tell me something fun we can do at home.
Oh, well, here's something fun that you can do, Bex. Right, think of a job. Any job.
Okay. Builder.
Think of an animal.
Cat.
Why not draw a cat being a builder? I mean, that's going to be a great picture. That's going to be an excellent picture.
I'm annoyed at you because that's so easy, but also that will take a lot of time because now I'm imagining a cat in a yellow hard hat and I'm delighted by that image in my head.
And now people might be thinking like, oh, Sean's just run out of ideas. He's not put any thought into this idea. Well, actually,
yeah, they might be thinking that.
That's where you're wrong. It came because I designed my own Monopoly game. And we've got a stuffed tiger in our living room, which gives you a little insight to the sort of life I lead. And it's a like a teddy tiger, by the way. It's not like an actual taxidermy stuffed tiger. It's a teddy tiger. And for our Monopoly game, we turned the tiger into the Mr. Monopoly Man, bank manager, little fella with a top hat. And it just made me think, Bex, animals doing jobs is always amusing. It's always funny. So I just started drawing more. So we had a giraffe as a policeman. We had a hippopotamus as a, what are they called in hotels? The ones who take the bags? A bellboy?
Bellboy concierge. Yeah,
yeah, there you go. A little hippopotamus concierge. And they look great. They look great. Think of some more, Bex. And, you know, watch your heart be filled with joy.
I'd love to see a Labrador as an actor, maybe doing some kind of like to be or not to be with, you know, the Hamlet skull in his hands. That'd be quite good.
Yeah, like Mr. Pricklepants off of Toy Story.
All of these. Yeah, I'm loving this, Sean. This is actually quite a good idea. And I know our listeners are very arty and very creative. Yeah. So this might be quite a good fun thing for them to do.
I mean, if Josh can get away with getting a crab and a top hat, then we're going one step further here. So I reckon get a piece of paper, this is the other part of the game. You don't decide. Go and ask like one person in your house for the animal and then ask another person for the job. And then you're impressing two people by doing their drawing for them. Oh,
and also, it's keeping an element of surprise, isn't it? Yeah. You know what, Sean? I'm going to tie into this very quickly because my thing today, my suggestion was also art-based. So we are clearly on the same wavelength. Mine was all about having basically a way to pep up your Zoom because I know people are doing like FaceTime and WhatsApp chats and Zoom chats. And after a while, after like the 10th quiz, it gets a bit dull. So I've been trying to think of ways.
Let's call it as it is. They get dull.
They do get dull. I've learned a lot of stuff. I've learned that K is potassium on the periodic table. That's the main thing I've learned in lockdown because it's come up in every quiz I've done, Sean. Literally every quiz. So I was thinking of having Zoom art parties. And this, you know what? Your idea and my idea might tie in. It's almost, Sean, almost as if we prepared this when we definitely haven't. So the idea is you get your pals on FaceTime or WhatsApp chat or Zoom, and you all get given the same cue. It could be a word, it could be a place, and you all have to draw it together. Now, you could do watercolours, you could do pencils, you could do crayons, whatever, and you all have to draw it. And then at the end, you compare your different drawings from the same starter word. And of course, also, it's a nice way of actually just chatting to your friends and while you're doing something creative at the same time. It's kind of like seeing them and catching up, but also being a little bit arty.
I love it. We're combining art, we're combining games, we're combining social interaction. It's everyone's favourite things all in one big lovely blob.
I think this may be one of the most perfect examples of symmetry of us all coming together to create the ultimate event. So, you know what? I think we've created a smashing art display there. That wasn't a pun, I just like saying the word smashing. So let us know if you've tried doing that at home. Tell us, funkidslive.com/stuck. We want to see your pictures of things you've created, preferably, please, a builder cat. That would be excellent.
So this is the point of the show where we listen to a mini-series, because we've come to the end of the space programme now in Stuck at Home. But you can hear all the new episodes from the space programme every single Friday at 4:30 on Bex's show on Fun Kids. But we're listening to a brand new series called Chemistry Superheroes, which is all about Karina and her superhero alter ego, K Mystery. Now, listen closely to the episode, because at the end of Stuck at Home, we're going to be giving you a quiz.
K Mystery, elements in danger.
It's kind of cool having a superhero alter ego. They're great to get us out of danger, right?
At your service. Although, right now, it's the elements we use in our mobile phones that are in danger. Some of them are set to run out in the next 100 years.
Can you imagine that? No phones. Chemistry? What elements are in danger?
Come on, I'll show you. Let's start by getting to know the 6 most rare elements that we rely on in our gadgets. First is...
Oh, let me guess. It's got a really bonkers chemistry name like hamburgerolium or catastrophogen.
Nope. It's something you already know the name of. You're wearing it right now, in fact.
I'm wearing it? I'm wearing a hoodie. Hoodie Liam?
No, silver.
Silver? You mean like my rings? There's silver in my phone.
That's right. Silver's an element that's used for lots of things, not just jewellery. Let's get inside your phone and see for ourselves. Keep hold of me! Can you see the circuit board below?
Yeah! It's like a landscape. All the circuits look like fields. There's so many.
Hang on, we're going down. Look there, where the circuits meet.
Something's shining. Is that silver?
Spot on. Tiny amounts, but it's there and in tons of our gadgets.
Who knew my phone was so bling?
It's nothing to do with trying to be fancy. Silver's just really great at a whole bunch of stuff. Did you know it can even be used to kill bacteria? In your phone, it's perfect because it's great at conducting electricity.
So you're saying we can't just go and get some more?
Not easily. There's not much more to be found, and it's really hard to mine. Come on, let's see how they do it. Hold tight. Although you can sometimes find chunks of silver in the ground, most of the silver we use starts off mixed up with lots of other elements in layers of rock deep underground. Here, in the Earth's crust, molten rock pushes its way to the surface, melding different elements together.
But how do you sort out the different elements in rock? Break it apart?
All the elements are so tightly bonded together, it's not quite that easy. There are huge mines like this in many places across the world. In Mexico, Peru, China, and Russia. The rocks are crushed into dust and processed for a long time to get the minerals we want.
It's a lot of work for not much silver. Can't they find new mines?
You could try, but you'd need to take lots of samples before you can decide if there was enough silver in the samples to go to all the trouble of setting up a mine. That can take years. Years we might not have. And at the moment, it's looking like we'll run out of silver in less than 100 years.
Wow. What are we going to do?
There's plenty you can do. More gadgets mean more elements are needed. So simply buying fewer phones and tablets, well, we could start preserving resources that we have. Sharing and reusing technology you don't need anymore, and recycling them when they're broken. Some of these rare elements can be recovered and used again.
So you're saying if I help out, I'm kind of being a chemistry superhero too, just like you?
No one is just like me, Karina. But you'll be the next best thing.
Thanks, K-Mystery.
K-Mystery, Elements in Danger, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry at funkidslive.com/chemistry.
So you can go on more adventures with Karina and K-Mystery by searching for Chemistry for Kids wherever you're listening to this podcast. And I hope you're listening closely, because there are going to be three questions about the episode coming up after Bex chats to the Week Junior.
Well, let's head over to the Week Junior magazine. That is the magazine making sense of the world right now, which is a very difficult thing to do indeed. And I believe we've got Michael down the line. Hey, Michael, tell me a story.
So a lot of people might have been spending more time in their gardens at the moment with the coronavirus lockdown, and they might have discovered some new different plants or creatures that they didn't know were there. And one nature lover in Cambridge, England, has recorded 573 different species of animal and plants in his garden over the past 3 years. He was doing it for a study for the Cambridge Natural History Society. And over that time, he's identified 412 different insects, 272 different types of moth. He's found 87 plants, 26 species of moss. He's also seen foxes, hedgehogs, bats. It just goes to show all of the incredible things that you can see in your garden. And I know people who have gardens have been spending a lot of time in them at the moment with everyone being stuck at home. So maybe some of our listeners might have made some similar discoveries or might be inspired now to spend even more time in their gardens and see what they can find.
And we should say, it's not like he lives on a farm or like rolling meadows for miles and miles. He's just got a normal sized garden, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He doesn't have some huge sprawling estate. He's got this ordinary sized garden and he just spent loads of time in it over the past 3 years, seeing what he could find, taking pictures, looking things up on the internet if he couldn't recognize them, speaking to experts. And in doing so, he's discovered all of these things that he wouldn't have had any idea they were there unless he'd gone to look for them. So, yeah, just goes to show what you can find if you go out and have a look and kind of what wonders there can be in just a normal garden.
All right, I'm going to go and inspect my garden and see what ladybirds, what bugs, what insects I can find. Michael, thank you so much. We'll hopefully speak to you soon.
Thanks. Speak soon.
So we're coming to the end of the Stuck at Home for today, but before we go, it's time for a quiz, and we're going to be finding out how much you learned from Karina, our chemistry superhero. What element did the episode focus on? Was it A, silver, B, gold, or C, nickel?
Question two, what devices does Karina say silver is used in? Is it A, electronic devices like phones? Is it B, cars? Or is it C, really old cameras?
And the last question is, why is silver in danger? Is it A, because there's a... Is it A, there's a finite amount and it's hard to mine? B, it's valuable and people want to steal it? Or C, as the planet gets hotter, silver will melt and become useless? Right, well, let's get those answers on that note. Question one, what element did this episode focus on? That was A, silver.
Question two, what devices does Karina say silver is used in? Well, she says A, electronic devices like phones, but it was a bit of a trick question because they're actually used in other things like cars and cameras too, because they're really good conductors.
And the last question, why is silver in danger? The answer is A, there's a finite amount of it and it's hard to mine, because we're actually going to run out of silver in less than 100 years. Plus, it's mixed up with loads of other elements.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to hoard my silver right now, Sean. I can't.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Oh, where's all the silver going?
No, silver, what's going to happen? Well, hopefully everybody at home got 3 out of 3. If you didn't, don't worry. I think I barely got 1 and I read out the answers. If you did really well, let us know. And if you do take up some of the activities we've recommended, including our little art recap today, well, go to funkidslive.com/stuck and send us a picture. So that is it from Sean.
Hide your silver.
That's Sean's new catchphrase. And goodbye from me. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get your podcast from. And of course, don't you worry, you can hear more tomorrow. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.